色列人要求立王啊，这是发生在撒母耳的时代。
The Israelites asked for a king. This event happened during the time of Prophet Samuel.
这对以色列人的历史啊，是一个很重大的事情。
So this is a pivotal moment for the Israelites in their history.
哦，从外在上来看啊，就是他们的整个政治结构的一个很大的改变。
So it is a time when their political system had a dramatic change.
啊，因为他们是神的百姓，所以在生活上面任何的改变都或多或少的会跟信仰有关系，会影响到信仰。
Because the Israelites are the people of God, so any changes in their society also implies a change in their faith.
啊，如果说这是政治上一个很大的改变，那么也一定会有很大的冲击对他们的信仰。
So if it is a great change in their government, then it's also a great change in their individual faith.
我们常说撒母耳他是最后一位士师。
We often say Samuel is the last judge.
啊，所以在那个整个制度改变的过程里头，撒母耳啊是一个很关键性的人物。
So during a time when the political system was changing, Samuel played a very important part.
啊，当时以色列人是来向撒母耳请求这件事情。
So the Israelites came to Samuel to ask for this.
啊，但是在神的百姓当中，对人常常背后就是对神。
So in front of men is also something that is in front of God on underlying.
啊，就是神的百姓啊，以今天来讲就是教会。
So the people of God to in today is the people in church.
啊，在人的生活里头哦，我们每一天面对的啊，就是周遭的人。
So in our everyday life, we face our neighbors around us.
哦，但是我们一个基督徒，我们要知道，我们怎样对待人。其实背后就是我们怎样在对待神。
But as a Christian, we must come to understand how we treat each other is the same as how we treat God.
哦，所以表面上他们是来向撒母耳请求要立王，但是事实上，另外一个更重要的层面是他们来向神请求要立王。
So on the surface, it might seem that they are asking of this from Prophet Samuel, but in fact, they are asking a king from God.
那的确，这是一个整个社会一个很大的变动。
So this is a great change to their society.
那我们一方面也来看撒母耳这个关键性的人物，他怎么来面对处理这件事情。
So let's examine how Prophet Samuel had managed this situation.
好，那这当然，这当中我们也从这些人物里头，我们来得到一些提醒，一些教训。
And also from this event, we can come to learn some of the teachings.
请看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章十五节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 15.
旧约圣经343页，撒母耳记上第七章十五节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 15.
撒母耳生平做以色列的士师，十六节。
16.
他每年行刑到伯特利、吉甲、米斯巴，在这几处审判以色列人。17节。
17.
随后回到拉玛，因为他的家在那里，也在那里审判以色列人，且为神筑了一座坛。啊，在这里描写撒母耳啊，他每一年的生活的行程。
So here records the agenda of Samuel's work every year.
啊，这里提到撒母耳他的一生，他的一辈子，大概就是来担当以色列人士师的这个工作。
So throughout most of Samuel's time, he was a judge, responsible for judging over the Israelites.
那我们知道撒母耳他的出生也是一个很特别的一个啊，他的出生也是很特别。
We know how special the story of how Samuel was born.
我们请看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
第一章二十节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20.
哈拿就怀孕，日期满足了，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从主那里求来的。啊，我们知道哈拿的祷告。
So we all know of the prayer of Hannah.
Hannah 在神的面前倾心吐意。
Hannah prayed to God with all of her heart.
啊，她这么诚心努力的祷告啊，就是求神能够赐给她一个儿子。
And she prayed so fervently for God to grant her a son.
啊，神也真的应允了她。好，所以哈拿这个生了撒母耳的时候，她说：“这是我从主神那里求来的。”
And God had fulfilled her prayer, so Hannah named her son Samuel, which means that this is something that I have asked from God.
那在哈拿的祈求里头啊，她也是做了这种许愿的祈求。
And so in her prayer, she had made this vow.
啊，她跟神讲，如果神赐给她一个儿子，她将来要把这个儿子献给神来服侍神。
She told God if God had granted her a son, then she will give this son for God's purpose.
哦，所以哈拿存着感谢的心，在撒母耳年纪还很小的时候，就把他带到祭司以利那里。
So with a heart of thanksgiving, she had brought the young infant Samuel to the prophet Eli.
哦，所以基本上来讲，撒母耳他就一辈子的啊来服侍神，担当祭司这个事师的这一个工作。
So pretty much all of Samuel's life, he had been devoted his days in serving the Lord.
哦，所以在七章的十六节就是提到他每一年有一些重要固定的行程。
So in chapter 7 verse 16, here records the itinerary of the regular routines and travels of Prophet Samuel.
哦，那当然，在当时这些立位人啊，他们也来帮忙处理以色列人当中的一些事情。
Of course, people from the tribe of Levi also help and aid the various works that need to be done among the Israelites.
那从圣经的描述里头，我们也知道撒母耳他也有训练一些人来帮忙他的工作。
And from the description in the Bible, we know that Prophet Samuel had trained some Elites to in aid for his ministry.
那当然我们可以想象得到撒母耳的行程，他的工作应该是相当的紧凑，相当的忙碌的。
So we can see that his schedules are pretty packed and busy.
那十七节提到，当他工作完了回到家里之后，他又做什么？
And in verse 17, what did Prophet Samuel do after he finished his work and returned home?
其实他还是继续的在工作。
In fact, he still act as a judge in his hometown.
那不但这样子，这个十七节最后说，他也为神筑了一座坛。
And verse 17 further said that Samuel had built an altar for the Lord.
那我们知道，这个坛就代表着他的，以今天来讲，就是敬拜神，就是祷告。
So to build an altar in today's terms, it means to pray.
哦，所以在忙碌的工作当中，这个撒母耳他也不忽略了敬拜神跟祷告的事情。
So when Samuel is busy with work, he did not forget about to offer prayer and to build an altar.
因为撒母耳忙碌的工作，他的工作的对象，他的工作内容啊，都是跟神跟信仰有关系的。
For the content of Samuel's work had close relationship with faith and with God.
所以他也知道，他平常的生活里头不可以缺少对神的敬拜跟祷告。
So he understands that in his daily life, he must pray often and worship the Lord as well.
所以这也给我们今天在参与教会工作的我们弟兄姐妹一个很好的榜样，很好的提醒。
So this is a very wonderful example for all of the members who are involved in holy work.
我们再怎么的忙碌，我们不要忘了像撒母耳这样子筑坛敬拜神做祷告。
However busy we may be, do not forget to offer our prayer just like Samuel.
好，请我们再看撒母耳记上第八章。
Let's continue to read 1 Samuel chapter 8.
第八章第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
撒母耳年纪老迈，就立他儿子做以色列的士师。第二节
，two
长子名叫耶尔，次子名叫亚比亚，他们在别示巴做士师。第三
，three
他儿子不行他的道，贪图财力，收受贿赂，欺罔正直。第四
，four
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉马见撒母耳。第五
，five
对他说：“你年纪老迈了，你的儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们。”像列国一样。第六节
，six
撒母耳不喜悦他们说， 立一个王治理我们，他就祷告神。第七
Seven.
主对撒母耳说，百姓向你所说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。第八
Eight.
自从我领他们出埃及到如今，他们常常离弃我，侍奉别神，现在他们向你所行的是照他们素来所行的。啊，在这一段啊，就描述了啊，当时他们要求立王的一个简单的经的一个背景。
So here records the background during the time when the Israelites asked for a king.
啊，首先我们看到在人生当中总是有一些啊不完全的地方啊，甚至让人觉得遗憾的地方。
We in our daily, in each and everyone's life, there are always things that make us feel regrettable and that's imperfect.
啊，在撒母耳的一生来讲啊，大概就是应该就是第二节、第三节这里所提到的他的两个儿子。
And the regret of Samuel is here recorded in verse 2 and 3, the two sons that he had.
那是不是撒母耳忽略了对他孩子的管教？
Was it Samuel's negligence towards the teaching of his two sons?
啊，圣经没有说。
The Bible did not tell us clearly.
那是不是这个做母亲的，他没有很尽本分的来教养他，来教养他的孩子？
Or whether their mother did not fulfill the duty of teaching their two sons?
啊，圣经也没有告诉我们。
The Bible also did not record any of these.
啊，是不是这两个孩子本来都很好，是长大了之后，在这个现实的世界里头，啊，他这个受了这个迷惑啊，而变得不好。
Was it that the two sons were originally good children, but after they grew up, they have been influenced by the temptations of the world?
啊，圣经也没有告诉我们。
The Bible did not record that as well.
啊，但是圣经留给我们一个空间来做想象。刚才所提的这三个都有可能。
But all these three reasons are highly possible, and the Bible leaves us room for more imagination.
啊，我们一个男人再怎么忙碌，家还是我们必须要去照顾的。
How busy a man may be, your family and your household is your responsibility.
啊，一个做太太的，神给我们一个很重要的天职，就是啊，来料理这个家庭。
As a wife, God had given us a very important task, that is to take care and manage the family.
啊，无论我们父母亲的信仰怎么样，我们的信仰还是需要我们自己来面对神。
No matter what kind of faith our parents have, our faith is our relationship with God and with God alone.
啊，父母亲有很好很坚强的信仰，不等于是我们的。
Having parents who have strong faith doesn't mean that you also have strong faith.
父母亲在信仰上是很软弱的，不等于我们也需要做一个软弱的基督徒。
When your parents are weak in faith, that doesn't mean that you also must be a person with weak faith.
哦，所以圣经里头才会有这样的一句话，说神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
So there is a saying in the Bible that God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
在第八章的这一段里头，长老们来到撒母耳面前带来了一个问题。
So in chapter 8, the elders of Israelite brought a question to Samuel.
那撒母耳他如何来面对解决这个问题？
So how did Prophet Samuel face and solve this question?
这些长老来是提出的一个很好的理由，是撒母耳的两个儿子并不能够像撒母耳这样子来尽他们的职责。
The reasons that the elders raise and a good reason is that the two sons of Samuel are not responsible individuals to take up the work of Samuel.
啊，他们可以请求不要这两个人当士师，但是他们更进一步的请求是要立一个王。
They could have asked not to have these two sons of Samuel to continue to be a judge, but furthermore, they ask for a king.
撒母耳的孩子的恶行，那个是事实。
The evil doings of Samuel's son, these are facts.
那就立王这个请求，撒母耳他知道这个是不好的，这个是不对的。
But Samuel knows that to ordain a king, this is something that's bad.
他知道答案，但是他没有马上的来回答这些人。
So he knows the answer to their question, but he did not respond to them immediately.
他先去思考了这样的请求，在神面前是神是对还是不对。
He thought about this question and asked God whether or not it is correct.
而且他向神祷告。
He also prayed to God.
可能一开始他就知道这样的请求是不对的。
But perhaps in the beginning he understands that this request is wrong.
但是他没有马上的跟这些人来争辩。
But he did not start an argument with the elders immediately.
他先向神去祷告。
He prayed to God first.
然后才来回答，才来回答问题。
And then respond to the elders.
很多的时候我们一看到问题，我们就知道对还错。
Sometimes when we see a problem, we know whether or not it is right or wrong.
很多时候我们看到家庭里或教会里头的问题，我们就已经知道说，不但知道对或不对，甚至已经知道要怎么来处理。
A lot of times when we see problems arise in our family or in church, we know whether or not it's right or wrong and the methods to solve them.
但是撒母给我们一个很好的榜样，就是无论如何，他先向神祷告。
But the example that Samuel has set up for us is that we should pray to God first.
尤其在这个处理这个很重要的这件事情。
Especially in managing such an important situation.
因为这些长老来撒母耳面前是要求说要立一个王。
For the elders asked for a king.
那有关立王的事情啊，我们如果对圣经有点熟悉的话，我们知道在摩西的时代，摩西就曾经提起这样的事情。
So if you are familiar with the event of ordaining a king, you might have known that in the time of Moses, a similar event had happened before.
因为摩西在离世之前，他写了这个生命记。
So before Moses had passed away, he wrote the Deuteronomy.
生命记来提醒这些百姓记得神带领的恩典。
And the book of Deuteronomy was to let the Israelites remember the grace and salvation of the Lord.
在这个生命记里头也提醒他们将来进入迦南地之后他们应该怎样来过生活。
So the book of Deuteronomy had guidelines for the Israelites to follow when they enter the land of Canaan.
所以我们请看生命记十七章。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记的十七章从十四节到二十节是谈到摩西谈到如果立王的如果要立王应该注意些什么事情。
So Deuteronomy chapter 17, starting from verse 14 to 20, talks about if a king were to be established, what are the guidelines?
尤其是针对要做国王的人的一些要求跟这个指示。
So, and it lists the requirements for the individual who is about to become king.
那所以既然生命记里头都有提到立王的事情，那为什么撒母耳他会不高兴不喜悦这个事情
？Since the establishing a king was mentioned in the laws of Moses, why did Prophet Samuel become angry when he heard of the request？
所以有一些圣经学者他们有人这样认为，说《生命记》这个有关立王这一段这个是以后添上去的。
So some scholars believe that this section about the king in the book of Deuteronomy was added on later.
因为有了王之后，觉得需要对王有一些教导，有一些约束所以补上了这一段。
For after a king was named, they feel that the king must also be subject to some guidelines.
那这个只是做参考这个不一定不一定是正确的。
But this is not proven, and it is a reference for us.
要紧的是这个立王的时间跟他的心态。
What's important is the time and the attitude of the people when they ask for a king.
神他当然知道 将来以色列人的历史会 走上立王这一件事情。
Of course, God knows that the Israelites would one day establish a king.
哦，所以神也预先啊就应允了他们立王的事情，而且已经提供了这个王应该遵守的。
So before any king was named, God had already given guidelines regarding the king.
哦，所以对我们来讲更重要的是这一种所谓的时间啊，它的 timing 时间跟人对待一件事情的心态。
But for us, it is more important for us to focus on the timing and the attitude of the people during the time of this event.
所以在所罗门在这个啊传道书里头，传道书第三章提到说，万事凡事都有它的时间。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, it talks about all things have its time.
我们知道这位神是一个很有计划、很合理的神。
We know that our God is a just God, and He is a God with a plan.
那我们人的本分常常就是来明白神的计划，照着神的计划来行事为人。
And the duty of man is to come to understand the will of God and to follow according to the will of God.
我们请参考《列王记上》十八章。
So let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章第一节。
1 Kings chapter 18 verse 1.
旧约445页，《列王记上》十八章第一节。
First Kings chapter 18 verse 1.
过了许久，到第三年，神的话临到了以利亚，说：“你去使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。”因为以利亚的祷告，所以天就不降下雨。
Because of the prayer of Elijah, the sky refused to give rain.
因为不下雨，所以有饥荒。所以有很多人就生活在这种困苦里头。
Because there were no rain, the people of Israel was living in a famine.
如果我们是以利亚，我们看在眼里，我们一定希望说，我赶快祷告，赶快再降下雨。
If you are Elijah, perhaps you will want to pray to God and to have the rain be sent down.
因为神也应许以利亚说，你再祷告，天就降下雨。
Because God had already promised Elijah that if you were to pray to me, then I will send down rain.
但是在这整个事情当中，以利亚他必须要尊重、顺服神的计划。
But throughout these events, Elijah must respect the plan of God.
所以他就不敢去说神是很不合理。
So he dare not to say that God is unjust.
不降雨半年该可以吧。
If you have a drought for 6 months, perhaps that's enough.
现在已经过一年了。
But it's been a year.
现在又已经过了第二年了。
And it's been another year.
但是以利亚他尊重神的计划。
But Elijah respects the plan of God.
到十八章，在这里，神对以利亚说：“你去见亚哈，我要降雨在地上。”以利亚才采取行动。
So finally, until chapter 18, when God asked Elijah to see King Ahab, did Elijah have any actions?
那再来，我们如果知道神的计划，我们不要去拒绝神的计划。
And if we know the plan of God, we must not refuse the plan.
有时候神给我们的计划是很清楚的。
Sometimes the plan given to us is very clear.
我们请看民数记十四章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章第四节。
Numbers chapter 14 verse 4.
旧约圣经180页，民数记十四章第四节。第四节，众人彼此说：“我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。”神要他们说进迦南地。
The Lord asked the Israelites to enter Canaan.
这是神的计划。
This is the salvation plan of God.
但是百姓他们却拒绝神的计划，他们说：“不如我们立一个首领，我们回埃及去吧。”
But the people refused and reject the plan of God, and they wanted to to choose a leader for them to go back to Egypt.
哦，那当然，我们也不要走在神的计划的前面。
Of course, we should not walk in front of the before the plan of God.
哦，虽然我们常常在寻求神的旨意。
Oftentimes we ask of the Lord's will.
哦，但是更多的时候，我们是在努力的来执行自己的计划。
But more oftentimes we are more involved in carrying out our own plans.
哦，甚至不顾一切的来执行自己的计划。
And even try to carry out our plans with all our ability.
不管周遭的一切。
And no matter what happens.
比如说在现在这些以色列人他们要求立王就有点就是这样的一个心态。
For example, when the Israelites ask for a king, they have such an attitude.
哦，无论如何，我们要执行我们的计划。
No matter what, we must carry out our plans.
哦，请我们翻回《撒母耳记上》第八章。
So let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 19.
十九节，百姓竟不肯听从撒母耳的话，说：“不然，我们定要一个王治理我们。”二十节，使我们像列国一样，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。经过撒母耳跟他们做一番的讲解跟沟通。
So after Prophet Samuel had tried to communicate with them.
这个百姓还是很坚定的、很坚决的说。我们不听你的，我们一定要立一个王。
The people are still stubborn and they refuse to listen to Samuel. They insist that they want a king.
他们已经不再说你的两个儿子不能够来不能够来处理我们的事情。
They no longer speak of the two sons of Samuel that they cannot carry on the duties of Samuel.
那二十节他们就说我们要跟列国一样。有王来治理我们。
In verse 20, it says that we want to be like other nations with a king to lead us.
那所以这些以色列人立王为什么是不对的？
So why is it incorrect for the Israelites to establish a king?
因为他们走在神的计划的前面。
For they walk in front of the plan of God.
不是神安排他们这个时候来立王，是他们很坚决的要请求做这一件事情。
It was not God's plan to establish a king at this time. It is the people who insist to have a king.
那神所看到的是整个图画。
The vision that God has is on the whole picture.
那神也讲出了这些以色列人，他们原本就深深的带着的一个弱点。
And God had also mentioned about the greatest weakness of the people.
就是撒母耳记上八章第八节。
And it's recorded in verse 8.
第八节神说，这些人啊，他们是从我领他们出埃及到今天，他们就是常常这样子。
And he said that from the day I brought them out of Egypt, they are in a habit of forsaking me and serving other gods.
今天我们跟这些以色列人都是亚当的后代。是有很多的相同点的。
So like the Israelites, we too are the descendants of Adam. We have many things in common.
我们也是带着这一种很深很重的这种本质，这种不好的本质。
We also carry this very negative nature in our hearts.
在信仰上，在对神上面，我们常常会有质疑，甚至悖逆。
Whether to God or in our faith, oftentimes we are very stubborn and mischievous.
所以在这里神很直接的这样告诉撒母耳说，他们对你所做的是照他们素来所行的。
So God tells Samuel plainly that what they're doing is according to what they have always done.
所以我们互相得到提醒，在神的面前我们的本质本来是很不好的。
So we must be warned that our nature in front of God is very bad.
所以我们常常求神怜悯我们。
So
we, all,
we often ask God to have mercy on us and keep us.
In 出埃及之后，在旷野，神已经把这些律例典章都交代给他们。
After they went out of Egypt, God had given the Israelites all of the laws.
哦，他们要根据神所颁布给他们的律法啊，来过他们的生活。
And they must live their daily life according to the laws given to them.
哦，神就是他们的王。
God is their king.
哦，神用这些颁布给他们的律法啊，来。来做他们的方向，做他们的指导。
And God had given them the law as a guidance and a guideline for their lives.
他们生活在万民当中，但是他们是特别的。
Although they live among all nations, but they are special.
每一个国家都有王，但是他们的国家不需要有看得到的王。
Every nation has a king, but their kingdom need no king that is visible.
哦，这是神拣选他们的目的之一。
This is one of the purpose of choosing the Israelites.
哦，现在他们失去了他们被拣选的目的。
Now they have lost their purpose of being chosen.
哦，他们要跟其他的国家一样。
They want to be like other nations.
他们没有办法显示出他们神拣选他们的那一个特别的目的。
They cannot reveal the purpose of why God had chosen them.
所以今天我们要常常留意着，我们有没有失去了神拣选我们的目的。
So today we must be aware whether or not we have lost that purpose for God to choose us.
主耶稣说，我们要成为世上的光，世上的盐。
Jesus said that you must be the light and the salt of the world.
我们的言语，我们的行为，能够成为光，成为盐吗？
Are our words and our deeds worthy to be called light and salt?
今天神拣选我们来荣耀他的名。
Today God has chosen us to glorify His name.
那我们能够荣耀神的名吗？
So are we worthy to give glory to God?
这些长老们来到撒母耳面前。
These elders came in front of Samuel.
为什么他们要求说要立一个王来带领他们？
Why do they ask for a king to lead us?
在二十节说，撒母耳记上八章二十节说，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
In verse 20, it says that they wanted a king so that he can lead them into battle.
难道这些长老不是百姓里头的这些首领吗？
Aren't the elders leaders in the Israelite community?
如果说国家真的有危险，这些人不是要站出来带领百姓去征战吗？
If the nation is in danger, aren't these people, these elders, supposed to come out and fight?
因为他们是百姓当中的长老。
For they are elders among nation.
他们在政治上，在宗教上他们是首领，他们是要起带头的作用。
In policies and in a religion, they act as a leader among their community.
但是他们说，我们要有一个王来治理我们，来为我们征战。
But they ask for a king so that they can be led and lead into battle.
立这个王的目的之一是来为我们征战。
So the purpose of choosing this king is to fight battles.
那么这些长老做什么？
So what are these elders going to do?
其实我们有时候稍微进一步的看一下，这也是人性。
If we further examine this event, perhaps we can see the human nature.
我们用一个常常会用一个很好的理由，其实是在推卸我们的责任。
Sometimes we might create a beautiful reason, but in fact we are just trying to put off our responsibility.
今天神有目的的拣选我们。
Today God chose us with a purpose.
我们每一个人在家庭里头，在社会上，在教会里头，我们都有我们应该有的职责。
So in our family and in church, we all have our responsibilities.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
So we ask God to guide us.
不要做一个推卸责任的人，而是做一个愿意承担责任的人。
And not become someone who have a habit of putting off responsibility, but instead have the courage to carry the responsibility.
尤其当我们清楚地知道神将职责来托付我们。
Especially when we recognize that God had given us this responsibility.
从他们过去的历史，到底是 人的这个领导人让他们得胜呢，还是神让他们得胜
？Throughout the history of the Israelites, was it men who had won victories for the Israelites or God?
哦，将来是王让他们征战胜利呢，还是神让他们征战胜利
？So in the future, will these kings lead them into victory, or is it God who will?
这个应该他们是仔细想一想是很清楚的。
If they think more deeply, it is very clear.
哦，但是他们意气很强的。不顾一切的说我们要立王
But with a very stern attitude they ask for a king、
哦、所以就真的带给整个历史里头以色列人很大的危险
And this brought great danger to the history of the Israelite、
哦、所以今天我们面对重要的事情的时候我们不要不顾一切的坚持我们要怎么做
So when we are facing any troubles do not only act according to our own desire、
哦、因为可能会照我们的计划做，但是充满着危险。
Perhaps we can follow our own plan, but we will encounter danger.
那他们这个撒母一看就知道不对，因为他们说要跟列国一样。
And Samuel had noticed this in the beginning, for they wanted to be like other nations.
哦，这个对我们今天来讲，也是我们今天的。信仰生活的一个很大的挑战。
This is also a great challenge in our life of faith.
哦，他们是发现了问题，所以他们来找撒母耳。
They have discovered a problem, so they came to Samuel.
啊，有时候所谓的问题真的是问题吗
？But is this problem a true problem?
哦，因为神看不见，所以它就是问题吗
？Is it that they cannot see God, so it's a problem?
哦，那如果真的是一个问题
？If it's truly a problem?
哦。发生在以色列人当中的问题，这个就是神国的问题。
If it's something that happened inside the kingdom of Israel, then it is a problem within the kingdom of God.
哦，所以是用世界的方法来解决呢，还是用神的方法来解决
？So do we solve this kind of problem with our worldly methods or with the method of God?
哦，所以今天我们可能也会很容易犯的这样的错误，用世界的方法。要来解决教会的问题或者事情。
So today, perhaps we will commit the mistake to use our worldly knowledge and methods to solve problems in church.
哦，和列国一样，一直是会是我们个人甚至我们整个团体的一个很大的挑战。
Our heart wanting to be like other nation is a great challenge for us.
哦，世界在追求什么，我们很容易的去认同。
We are oftentimes conform to what the world is pursuing after.
啊，不留意的话，甚至我们会认同这个社会的道德标准。
And if we are not careful, we might also agree with the moral standards of the world.
我们不留意的话，我们会去认同这个世界的价值标准。
If we are not careful, then we might accept the value of the world.
最后，我们再看撒母耳记上八章二十一节。
So let's turn to First Samuel chapter 8 verse 21.
二十一节，撒母耳听见百姓这一切的话，就将这些话陈明在神的面前。二十二节。
22.
神对撒母耳说：“你只管依从他们的话，为他们立王。”撒母耳对以色列人说：“你们各归各城去吧。”啊，这个是最后啊，撒母耳他的处理跟他的态度。
So this was the resolve, in the end of Samuel.
啊，撒母耳将这件事情陈明在神的面前，就是他向神祷告。
So Samuel had repeat these things before the Lord, meaning that he had prayed to God.
啊，然后他就有一个平静的心。
So he had a calm and peaceful heart.
啊，然后他就解散了这些百姓，不再去。跟他们争论，也不再有太多的劝勉。
And he refused to argue furthermore with these elders, and he sent them back to their own town.
啊，因为神已经清楚地告诉他们，告诉撒母耳，照着他们的话去做。
For God had answered him clearly to listen to them and give them a king.
啊，我想这也是我们在侍奉当中我们需要有的一个很好的态度跟榜样。
And this is an attitude that we must have when we are serving.
我们常常说对的就应该坚持。
we often say that we must hold on to what is right.
啊，但是从这里我们也看到有一些事情是对的，但是不一定要坚持。
But from here we can see that although there are things that are right, but we don't have to hold on to it.
哦，我们就像撒母耳这里，他应该讲的他已经讲了。
Just like Samuel, he had already spoken what he must speak.
啊，所以他就不再跟这些百姓坚持了。
And so he no longer insists in front of before these people.
啊，因为毕竟撒母耳他所能够知道的神的计划也是只是一小部分。
For Samuel also only knows one small portion of the entire plan of God.
啊，如果说撒母耳他说这个明明不对，我一定要坚持。
If Samuel has said that this is wrong and I must insist you not do it.
哦，那这只能够造成撒母耳跟这些百姓两者之间都非常的苦。
This will only create strife between Samuel and all these elders.
哦，啊，我们可以把它缩小一下范围，啊，就是一些人与人之间的啊事情，或者说行政上的事情。
So we,
是可以，有时候是可以不用坚持的。
So we can say that some matters within church, especially administrative matters, can we don't have to insist so strongly.
哦，因为我恐怕有人会误会了。那么诫命也可以不用坚持，我没有这样讲。
I'm not saying that the laws commandments don't have to be insisted.
哦，那个真理诫命哦，那个当然那个是。不能妥协的。
The truths and the commandments are not negotiable.
哦，如果说立王这个纯粹以政治的结构来看，它就是一个行政上的事情。
If we see the establishment of a king as only a political measure, but then it is only an administrative affair.
哦，但是在神的显明当中，纵然是一个行政的事情，它也是会影响到信仰的层面。
But although it is only an administrative matter, it also has implications to their faith.
哦，但是我们也看到，这撒母耳，他最后是可以不坚持的。
But we can see here that Samuel, in the end, did not want, insist any longer.
我想他不会有那种压力说，说我做一个士师，我做神的仆人，我没有尽到我的责任，我的本分。
I don't think he would have the pressure. To himself saying that he had not done his duty as a servant of God.
因为他已经讲了他应该讲的。
For he had already spoken what he needed.
因为他也很认真的在神的面前来陈明做了祷告。
And he diligently placed all of the matter in his prayer in front of God.
哦，虽然百姓做的仍然是一件不对的事情。
Although what the people is doing is wrong.
哦，但是我想撒母耳他心里是平安的。
But I believe that inside Samuel's heart, he is very calm.
哦，我们今天侍奉神，应该就是有这种平安的心境。
So today when we are serving the Lord, we also must possess this peaceful heart.
哦，但愿撒母耳的处理啊，能够给我们一些的启发啊，让我们在侍奉当中真的总是拥有一个。平安啊，有一个平安的心。
So it is my hope that the example of Samuel can give us good teachings in our servitude to the Lord.
哦，看起来在这件事情上面，撒母耳是没有成功，他没有真的纠正了百姓的错误。
It might seem that Prophet Samuel had not succeeded in his pursuit. He had not corrected the wrongdoings of the people.
哦，没有成功不一定等于我们的心境就是要低落的。就失去平安。
But without a success doesn't mean that our hearts will be discouraged.
好，一起唱诗193首。
Let's sing hymn number 193.